ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Time to welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to the program. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. A little spicy yesterday on the TD Power Hour. We enjoyed it. TD, bringing the noise yesterday.
You know, here's the problem. In this day and age of hot takes and screaming and yelling, if you don't criticize that way and present balance, people think that it's an agreement. I mean, you look yesterday at that show. I clearly said, fans should be happy right now. This team should be better. I said they were wrong in the risk that they took in, you know, going with Chigakonko as the number one tight end and signing Andre Dillard. But guess what? It was calculated risk. See, like when you present balance, people with limited elementary minds, they can't conceptualize the idea of understanding why something happened, but saying it's wrong. So that's more or less what it is. But, you know, you always have a few idiots in the group that just can't grasp reasoning. And that's really all it is. I don't agree with everything the Titans do. Shoot, I hated the Kevin Byard trade. I felt it was wrong. I told the GM to his face that I don't know that that was a good trade. But, you know, I'm a Rabel yes man.
Careful now. They're going to take away your press pass, TD. Careful.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, you should get combat pay anyway for doing an hour with Jared every week.
That's
if there's ever a place where you're going to get that, wouldn't it be that show? You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually, as I'm listening to it yesterday, I'm like, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often because Jared riles everybody up with his takes, right? I mean, like, you go, like, you're like the, I'm trying to think. It's like a like something that calms the sea, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know what would do that, but it's like this roiling, just, you know, controversy with Jared all the time, and you come in there and bring some level-headedness, and so some people who love what he does are going to be pissed off by that, right?
Yeah. Like
explain Jared.
Like an Alka-Seltzer for an upset stomach.
There you go. Oh, that's good. There it is.
Beautiful.
And then even, you know, the caller, he went on some stupid story about him and his daughter talking about Vrabel and being Amy, and then he said, you know, if he doesn't start winning, he's going to get fired. Literally, the previous segment, I said, you know what? If things don't go right and they continue losing, there's a good chance he won't be here. See, that's selective listening. That's all. And people just, you know, some people like to create drama, and they brought a part of me out that, you know, I had tucked away for a little bit.
Well, TD, it's 1 year ago today, hard to believe, was the last time the Titans went on the road and won a football game. It was Green Bay a year ago. They were 7-3. They lost 7 in a row after that, and they've been 3-13 ever since and have not won a game on the road. Why do you think, and I'm sure some of it is quality of opponent, Why do you think they've been as bad as they've been on the road and this year have played much better at home? What's the disconnect there in your mind?
I don't know, but the big thing, they can't score on the road.
Yeah.
They have two touchdowns on the road, two touchdowns in six games. You're not going to win that way. You know, and then they also seem to have a penchant for giving up explosive plays on the road as well. I mean, it's happened at home too, but I think you have that combination and lack of turnovers. That's something else. They finally got one with Roger McCreary getting an interception, but they have three picks on the year. Three. Geno Stone has six, and he wasn't a starter entering this season. So there's a lot that goes into it. The protection is bad. You know, there's times, you know, you got your drops. Those have been issues. And then they're not impacting the quarterback as much, whereas, like, they're getting him. Like, you look at the last week's game, and Jeffrey Simmons, he talked about it. They got Baker Mayfield on the move, and that's great. You knocked him off his spot and stuff like that, but what happened to the strip sacks? What happened to the tip passes that should lead to interceptions? And Simmons had one, but Garrett wasn't able to locate the ball and pick it off. So it's just a collection of things.
So, TD, we've talked some about, you know, a season like this. First of all, I mean, I think if the Titans win this game Sunday, I do think that there's a – I mean, it – gets them back into some conversation with some games coming up that they could hang around, you know, and it would, I think it would be huge for these guys, for their morale. But if it keeps going this way, you know, like people over, speaking of people who overreact, get upset, all that, you know, people talk about quitting, you know, which doesn't happen in this league.
Yeah.
No one tanks in this league on purpose, even if an owner's trying to pay you to tank. But there is, I mean, I do buy the idea, like a little less of an edge, maybe a little less in preparation. Maybe you're a little more likely, if you're banged up, to be like, yeah, I don't know if I can go. How much are you seeing from this team in terms of just maybe just a little less edge and just intensity because of the results? And where do you think it might go?
Yeah, I've never really seen that. I mean, it's human nature to, you know, take a little bit off. So there are probably small differences that we can't really see and sense. But I mean, for the most part, from what I've seen, they've done a good job of being able to keep the morale high and staying loose, right? So I think they've done a good job there. But, you know, you go into this game, I understand the optimism that they have. Now, again, like, I'm not saying that they're going to make the playoffs or anything like that, but if you win this game, and that's why in an entry of 32 for 32 we did, I picked this game as the most important game for the rest of the season. Because if you win this game, now you have gotten a divisional win. You stopped your road streak that has been over a year. You beat the team that is on top of the division right now. And you are only two games behind them with a bunch of games left in your division and another game with them here in Nashville where you play better. So I think this, if they could go in there and win, they could present hope. Now, again, I'm not sitting here saying, hey, they beat Jacksonville, they're going to the playoffs, but this will definitely help them out in what they're trying to do.
TD, is this the worst offensive line you've ever covered?
Yes. Yeah. I was thinking back to Baltimore with Eugene Monroe and that crew. And, you know, the crazy thing is that offensive line, Ryan Jensen was a backup center.
Yeah.
You know, so that one wasn't bad. The Eagle, yeah, the 49ers had a beautiful one with Mike Iupati and Anthony Davis and Joe Staley and Alex Boone. And yeah, this is probably the worst one. And that's my point yesterday also is, yeah, you want to point it at the coaches and say, hey, look, it's your fault, it's bad. You can only do so much with the group that you have, you know, and that even goes to Tim Kelly. Like, he won't say it, but the fact of the matter is you cannot call plays that are long, that have long developing routes. You can't do it. And even on some plays, you heard Kyle Phillips answer my question. Yeah, I do have to cut my route short sometimes. Talk to Westbrook and Kenny. He said the same thing. So when you have those issues, yeah, it's a bad O-line.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you got the Atlanta game where you get play action a couple of times and you're able to keep him clean and make those throws. So that's enticing, right? Like, he's got such a talent for that. But as we've seen in the last two games, it's just, I mean, he hasn't had a chance to even really look down there. So this offensive line, so Dylan Raidens, I would expect him to play better this week than he did last week, because last week he was awful. And he also got thrown in the middle of the game, and I think that's fair. He gets reps at the position all week. That should matter, right? But what do you think about just him, and what about, like, Jalen Duncan? Do you feel like there's any chance that he might actually at some point emerge this season and get a real crack over there?
Yeah, that whole situation on left tackle is just that's been a crippling effect. It's had a crippling effect on the offense, you know. And with Raidens, maybe with him getting a full week and just settling in at the position and knowing that that's where he's going to be, because he said it, right? The footwork at guard is totally different than the footwork at tackle. When you're working at both, like, it's hard to hone in on either one, you know what I mean, because you have to know both. In this situation, he goes into the game, all right, I'm the left tackle. This is, you know, the way I'll approach this preparation. I'll know this. And that, and that's how it works. But you still got to go out there and perform. And, you know, the problem is last week it was bad. But, you know, Jalen Duncan is a guy that he has all the tools and athleticism and everything. I don't know, man. Like, you have to, if you're a Titans fan or the coaching staff, you have to hope that you don't have to put Duncan in, because that would have meant that Raiders either got hurt or didn't do well. So he, maybe if things continue to trend the way they do, he'll get a shot. But, you know, that's a tough call right there. But I will say, you know, Raiders has always said, and even going back to when he was coming out of North Dakota State, some of, like Jim Nagy, I remember talking to him, and he told me that that dude belongs on the left side. That's where he's most comfortable. And lo and behold, over these last couple of weeks, what's he been saying?
Absolutely. TD, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Have fun in Jacksonville this weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. We won't talk to you next week, but hope you and the family have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate you. And, hey, the folks at Titans facility, if you guys were listening, I said you weren't making the playoffs. Please allow my code to still work so I can get in the building.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
And those who had all that trash to talk, go walk on some Legos barefooted.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
The worst pain imaginable.
That. Yeah, it does hurt.
I've done it a time or two.
TD, thanks, man.
Love you, TD.
All right, man.
Teron Davenport, our guest. Barefoot stepping on a Lego. It's rough, man.
That's a heck of a – I love that as a – you know, like you like go pound sand. That's a great one. Go step on a Lego barefoot.
Pretty
that's
good.
That's a good one.
I have to adopt that one.
Yeah.
We'll continue to look ahead to the Titans and the Jags.
I have Lego hair, by the
Got
way.
Got more of your thoughts to get to as well. This is Robbie at Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.